Few issues in Montpelier over the past few years have galvanized consumers as much as the proposed merger of Green Mountain Power and Central Vermont Public Service Corporation. At issue specifically was GMP's plan to repay the $21 million that CVPS ratepayers had once spent to bail out their troubled utility. GMP wanted to settle the debt by investing in efficiency programs. Irate lawmakers wanted the cash returned directly to ratepayers. Utility executives and the Shumlin administration managed to head off the legislative intervention that might have otherwise killed the deal. But ratepayer advocates say the episode exposed a regulatory system that favors utilities and big businesses over residential ratepayers.
I introduced this bill about a year ago because I felt that the department wasn't really focused on the ratepayers it should be focused on. It had a lot of history of utility presence, if you will, and I felt that we could do better.
Hartwell's bill, called S-25, won unanimous passage in the Senate last year. And House Speaker Shap Smith says it will be his first order of business in 2014. The bill directs the Department of Public Service to give special consideration to the financial interests of residential, low-income, and small business consumers. Greg Marshaldon is head of the Vermont chapter of AARP, a group that lobbied heavily against GMP's $21 million repayment plan. AARP staged a press conference Monday to celebrate the near certain passage of S-25. Marshaldon says the bill will help rectify an imbalance of power.
We know that Green Mountain Power and Lomia and Killington and Jay Peak and some of our large and big successful corporations in the state, they have the resources to present their case in front of the board, but not the little guy and not small communities and not small business owners who are going to need the department to be their primary voice.
Chris Recchia is the commissioner of the Department of Public Service, the state office that represents the ratepayer. He admitted Monday that the department often focuses its attention on the parties that have legal representation in utility cases. While the department already tries to take into account the interest of the residential and low-income ratepayers, he says the legislation will make sure they get their full due.
I think it's really more a process change. What it really does is it make it clear that there is going to be a mechanism by which the department, before coming into a rate case or proceeding before the board, really reflects and reaches out to those specific groups to assess what their interests are and make sure that we are analyzing those in the context of the department's position on what's in the public good and public interest.
Speaker Smith says he thinks the department already does a good job weighing the interests of all classes of ratepayers. And he says that concerns over citizen representation and regulatory dockets predate the fight over the GMP-CVPS merger.
But when there are questions about whether it is effectively representing everyone, I think it's important for us to ensure the confidence of our citizenry that everybody is being represented. And this bill does that.
The legislation won't end the fight in Montpelier over regulatory oversight of the energy industry. Critics of mountaintop wind development in particular say the Public Service Board has been unresponsive to the concerns of the residents affected by those developments. Hartwell has already introduced a bill that he said would make it easier for those residents to influence the board's decisions. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.